Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Lou Hoger. He is a SHIP counselor, that is Senior Health Insurance Information Program counselor for Dallas County Hospital. So Lou, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, it's good to be here again. And I also want to remind our listeners that we are no longer just SHIP. We are SHIP SMP, which stands for Senior Medicare Patrol. And we encourage people very strongly to check those Medicare summary notices that they receive following receiving medical care at their physicians or the hospital or anywhere, because there have been occasions when things come through Medicare that the people never received. A few years ago, I was visiting with an elderly couple, and she had a question about her Medicare summary, and I don't know why she decided to show it to me, but I was there at their home, and it showed that her husband had been given a pair of shoes through a provider. Well, oftentimes diabetics are provided with shoes, but her husband was not diabetic and never received shoes. And so that's probably either just an error or it's a case of Medicare fraud. And so if people notice any discrepancies on their Medicare summary notices, it would be wise to call SHIP and we can look into that for them. Another thing we want to warn people about these days are the scam phone calls. Most older people have been alerted and are aware of that, but there are still a few that, you know, they get that call and somehow some of these people maybe just guess or know that you might have needed a back brace or a knee brace. And so they call and say, we have the brace that you could use for your knee or your back, and it's covered by Medicare, and you order that over the phone, then you realize, no, Medicare doesn't pay for that. The only time Medicare will cover anything is if it's ordered by your physician, either a primary physician or a specialist. So beware of those phone calls. The other one that's popular these days with the scam artists are DNA tests. A lot of younger people, maybe their grandchildren, maybe children, are wanting to kind of know what their family medical history is. And it would be helpful to have some DNA evidence. And so saying, hey, grandma, do you think you would be willing to do a DNA test? But people are calling our elderly citizens and saying, you know, we can provide DNA tests at relatively low cost, and they'll be covered by Medicare, and so there'll be almost no coverage. Well, the same thing is true. Medicare does not cover DNA tests of any kind, and there are about six different kinds of DNA tests that they will offer or promise to be covered by Medicare. Something else that I'm noticing this year is a lot of people are seeing those ads on TV all the time for Medicare Advantage plans. And Medicare Advantage sometimes offers some things that people like. For example, there are a couple plans that offer some assistance with hearing aids, but it's oftentimes not as much as people think it is. An eye exam every year, membership at Snap Fitness or a fitness center. But there are also co-pays involved with Medicare Advantage that a lot of people are not looking at. Of course, they're not advertised as well as all the perks, but particular hospitalizations, and it's not uncommon at all, very common, in fact, for me to have people between the ages of, say, 75 and 85 coming into my office and saying, I signed up for Medicare Advantage a couple of years ago because it was no premium and I didn't mind the copays, but I had a hospitalization and I'm having to pay $3,400, you know, out of pocket for the copay. And then I had another hospitalization about 6 weeks later or 2 months later. And wow, that got me up to the cap on most Medicare Advantage plans, the out-of-pocket, is maybe $5,800, $5,600, something like that. And that's set by the government because of the fact that Medicare Advantage does not pay toward hospital care the way regular Medicare supplements do. And so people just need to be aware of that and come in to talk to us, and we can actually look at the total coverage and the itemized coverage by Medicare Advantage plans they might be looking at. And like I say, Medicare Advantage might be right for some people, but they need to be aware of the whole truth about them. Something that I've encountered this year that is relatively new, I've always had state employees come in to look at options for coverage, but there are some possibilities for state of Iowa retirees this year. In the past, they were almost bound to accept a prescription drug plan that came with their state of Iowa medical part. Well, now they're actually free to get a separate drug plan that may save them some money. We've also noticed a discrepancy. I just noticed this 2 weeks ago, and I've notified the SHIP office in Des Moines about this. People had received from the state of Iowa, received the formulary for 2020 in the mail. Many of them have already gone in and found what tier their meds are on and what the cost of that would be. I downloaded the formulary off the website. I downloaded all 86 pages so I'd have that in my files. And I have version 7, and the people that are coming in had received from the state of Iowa version 5, and they're not the same. So SHIP is looking into that because we had a conversation about that. So that state of employees need to be aware of that. And I'm not going to mention a particular company, but for many people who have a policy who were paying about $23 or $24 a month for their premium for their drug plan, that premium is going up to $52. And I just want those people to know that I've been able to find many, many, many people policies for either $13 a month or $16 a month, depending on, of course, what their prescriptions would be. But I would say a plurality, not a majority, but a plurality of the people who have come into my office this year have had that particular company and that particular drug plan, and they see the sticker shock this year. And people also need to be aware, with the prescription plan that worked well for them last year, just because of changes in one or two meds can greatly affect what the cost is going to be for 2020. And they need to understand that the total drug plan costs for the following year are based, of course, upon the premium and the deductible and the copay. But the copay is going to be based on what tier is awarded to each one of their prescriptions. And those companies change that formulary every year. Another thing is, every year, insurance companies enter into contracts with pharmacies. And so this year, one company might have preferred pharmacy arrangements with Walgreens and Walmart. Next year, their preferred pharmacies might be Medicap and Hy-Vee. So those are things that when we use the plan finder, we can look at several pharmacies. Of course, it shows us the different companies, and we can help find them at a lower cost. Of course, I'm talking primarily about prescription plans because this is open enrollment from October 15th and it ends December 7th this year. But also, I've had several people in who are preparing for retirement and just, I want to understand Medicare A to Z. And I explain, oh, no, it's only A to D. But I can help them navigate that maze of that Medicare process, enrollment, and then looking at the options for Medicare supplements, Medicare Advantage plans. There's something called a cost plan that's a hybrid. It technically is a Medicare Advantage, but it doesn't quite work the same way. And I had several people enroll in that last year. It actually has a separate drug plan, and it does have a premium, but no copays. And
All right. Well, a lot of information there. You basically answered all the questions that I had. So Lou Hoger with Dallas County Hospital's SHIP program and SMP, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just give me a call. Call the hospital and they can get you my number and we'll set up an appointment.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lou Hoger. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.